in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee. It's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
I'm sitting with Dr. Amy Jacobs from Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care, and today we want to focus on contact lens care in the area. Let's try that again.
You walk out and you do, but that volume is really good. You have to stay at that volume. Don't get comfortable.
I'm sitting with Dr. Amy Jacobs, who is the director of her contact lens program at Cool Springs Eye Care and Donaldson Eye Care in Nashville, Tennessee. We want to talk about contact lens care in the era of social distancing. So let's get right into it. Corona's really put a kink in many areas of healthcare. This particularly affects our contact lens wearers. Why is that, Dr. Jacobs?
Well, contact lenses themselves are not going to give you the coronavirus, but contact lens wearers should always practice good hygiene when handling their lenses, and that's especially important right now. It's been noted that contact lens wearers touch their face and their eyes when inserting and removing lenses, and touching your face can definitely spread germs.
Okay. What have we done to help contact lens wearers who may say, geez, I was scheduled or needed my annual contact lens health exam, but I can't get in because the office is only seeing urgencies and emergencies. Can you help our patients in that aspect?
We can. We're currently extending contact lens prescriptions up to 6 months right now for patients who are in that particular situation, and we are happy to ship the contacts straight to them to keep them home and safe, and we're doing all of that at no charge too.
Great. That's great. How's that been embraced by patients who say, wow, I'm really nervous about this, but oh, I can get contacts for longer?
Yeah, so I think patients are really grateful for that service. I think it helps take out some of the uncertainty in an uncertain time.
Okay. And how about, have you and some of the doctors been talking about how we might be able to do contact lens eye health evaluations even via telehealth?
We are looking into some different options. We just want to find a way to make sure that we're keeping our contact lens patients healthy and safe, and just trying to find a platform via telehealth that will allow us to accomplish those things.
It's really a balance of taking care of the patient, but the patient also depends on us to make sure that we're doing the right things and keeping them safe. Otherwise, why would they need us at all, right?
Right.
Okay. So, and please, you need us, right? Support your local eye doctor in this time of crisis. All right. So one of the things that's, boy, and everything's changing so rapidly, Amy, that early on it was, you don't have to worry about conjunctivitis with corona. And in truth, we've not seen anybody, but there are a lot of different presentations with corona, and there is a possibility that corona can be transmitted via the tears, which brings up the issue of, is it dangerous to wear contact lenses if I'm healthy right now, or can I continue to wear my contact lenses normally?
I think that you can continue to wear your contact lenses normally right now. You just really have to make sure that you're practicing excellent contact lens hygiene. That should always be the case, but even more so right now. Right. So just make sure you wash your hands thoroughly prior to inserting and removing your contacts. Keep your contact cases clean, keep your solution sterile, and just make sure you discontinue your contact lens wear if you develop virus-type symptoms or you become ill.
What would be the safest type of contact lens, though, modality-wise, right now?
So definitely a daily disposable. Those are always the healthiest option, but the fact that you are not having to worry about disinfecting your lenses and you're just able to throw them away and get a new fresh lens the next day makes them the best option right now.
So if there was any little bit of contamination, hopefully you've now eradicated that, and so we don't have to worry about, was my case clean? Mm-hmm. Because when we look internationally and historically, the vast majority of corneal ulcers, we believe, come from a case that can culture bacteria, right? Maybe people top off their solutions. Mm-hmm. They go, once in a while I clean that case. Or we'll say, how often do you clean your case or replace it? And they go, clean my case,
yeah,
replace it, and know I'm supposed to.
That's one thing that people really don't think a lot about, but your case can accumulate bacteria and build up just like your contact lenses can. So keeping that clean is just as important as keeping the actual lens clean.
Right, right. And I think women are a little more prone to that just because you guys put more cosmetics on.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some cases come out of purses before that are not looking very good.
I know, but somebody will rightfully say, yes, but look at the inside. It's clear as they're holding the dirty outside in their hands, right? Just about to put their finger in and put their contact on their eyes. So some of those things, it's
little things you don't think about.
Yeah, it's kind of an aha moment when people go, oh, yeah, I guess that's right. Right? Mm-hmm. So very good. Do you have any idea how often you recommend somebody should change their case, or is it just when it starts looking grungy, go ahead and do it?
I usually recommend trying to change the entire case out once every 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But cleaning it regularly.
Very good. Very good. So if we have somebody, though, that is currently, they say, boy, I want to be in the safest thing, and I'm currently in a 2 week or a monthly lens. Mm-hmm. I'm an established patient at Donaldson Eye Care or Cool Springs Eye Care. Can I try a daily lens during this period of corona, or do I have to come in, sit in the office, sit in a chair, you know, break the stay at home or safe at home edict? How can you help me with that?
Yeah, so I think that there's definitely ways we can help. So first of all, if you are, you have to be an established patient. If you are an established patient, I think we can look up your most recent type of contact lens and find a daily lens that is similar to that in terms of base curve and fit of the lens. And if we can find one that matches pretty well, we could either deliver those to you via curbside pickup, or we can ship them to you for you to try out. And then we can always follow up via telehealth and see how you're doing. And then based on your symptoms, maybe recommend a different lens or go ahead and finalize you for a supply of the ones
we
gave
you. Great. And I know we've even had some staff dropping products off, contact lenses, glasses, to our patients at their home, which is pretty remarkable.
Yes.
It's interesting, during these times where you're forced to have to think differently, with safety being obviously always the priority, but especially now, it kind of really forces innovation on what could we do that still maintains safety, but how could we do this in a way that might be even easier for patients or for us, right?
Right.
Do you think some of those things might even continue after, let's say Corona's gone, not gone, but you know, we got an instant treatment. Mm-hmm. You know, you, I don't know, you take a sugar pill and then boom, you're cured, you know, or you come to Cool Springs Eye Care and instantly walking in the door, cured. No, just kidding. but let's say that we have something that basically we go back to near normal.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got many of our patients who've said, you know, you did a follow-up with me on my contact lens care, telehealth. You've already seen the lenses on my eye, et cetera. Boy, that was a lot easier than having to come back, bring my two kids, get in the car, out of the car seats, everything, and come in the office. Do you think some of that might actually have some traction and continue?
I do. I think that, especially now that we are figuring out how to use telehealth more efficiently, that's definitely going to be an option moving forward, even after this time passes, of certainly for follow-ups with patients.
Right,
if we already have gathered all of the initial data and we're just following up on a contact lens, especially if you're happy with it, certainly via telehealth, but even sometimes you can just tell us what symptoms you're having and we'll be able to recommend something differently for you. So I definitely think it'll be around for a while.
Okay. Many moms and dads will come and say to us in Corona and non-Corona times, especially non-Corona, they will say, you know, when do you start thinking about my child being able to wear contacts, right? Because they think back on what they were told when they may have started, and it could be very different now. What do you recommend to them, Dr. Jacobs?
So I really like to leave that up to the parent and the child. So I think the child needs to be motivated for contact lens wear. If it's just the parent that wants that for the child and the child's not really interested, most of the time it does not go well at all. So I think the child needs to want it. I think the parent needs to agree that the child is responsible enough for lens wear and lens care. I think the child needs to be able to insert and remove the lenses on their own. But with all that said, you know, we've had patients as young as 7 in contact lenses sometimes. Okay. So it just needs to be the right fit.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think when we looked at our data, we had about an 80% success rate with the right patients at age 8 and about a 90% success rate at age 9.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, what are some of those areas you mentioned, hygiene? Mm-hmm. If I've got a child, does that, and they You know, they occasionally will forget to put their clothes away. Does that mean they can't do contact lenses?
Not necessarily, but I think, you know, parents know their children better than we know their children. So you know their maturity level. You know if they would be able to handle the care of a contact lens. But caring for a contact lens is very important because if they're not cared for appropriately, you can develop infections that we don't want. So knowing your child's maturity level and being real about that, I think, is really important.
Yeah, I would agree. And by that same token, it implies that little girls are probably going to be more likely than little boys because it takes us a while to mature.
Maybe.
Right? I'm not so sure. I know your husband would probably agree that we ever get as mature as women. Sorry, Jimmy. Anyway, but, you know, with boys and girls playing sports at very early ages, especially with a reasonably high prescription, we either need safety goggles, not regular glasses, or contact lenses are actually a safer option and better peripheral vision, aren't they?
Definitely. Yep. They can contact lenses over glasses for sports. There's definitely an enhancement there.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. I usually will tell parents that sports or very high prescriptions are two precipitating factors that make me start thinking sooner rather than later. Yeah, exactly. I always tell the child, though, your vote counts one, mine counts one, mom and dad's counts three. That's the way this democracy works, right? Sorry. Because parents have to be supportive, and quite frankly, they're the ones that are financially paying for it. Even though we've come to a really good point where there are very value-oriented professional fees and contact lenses, especially the daily variety, because we've got a whole range there. So they're safer. We can manage the cost or the investment. It's a really, really good thing. But we don't want to surprise anybody with that. We want parents being the one that say, yes, I think. Because like you said, they know their child best, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Boy, I'm just wondering if there's anything else that we should talk about with regard to contact lens care and social distancing at this point in time. Sounds like you're working on we're doing follow-ups now. We're getting trials to patients. We're dropping off lenses. If somebody's in a two-week or a monthly lens, even if they're in a certain type, like an Alcon Night and Day, Alcon makes three types of dailies.
They do.
If they're in a Johnson & Johnson lens, a two-week lens, Johnson & Johnson makes an AccuView lens or other AccuView products that are in daily lenses. Mm-hmm. Bausch & Lomb, Cooper Vision, all these type of families of lenses. Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable in one, it's a lot of times because of the curves and the edge and you're used to that, you can move from a monthly to possibly a daily with very little disruption. Isn't that the truth?
Correct, yes.
And to a safer variety, especially during allergy season or during corona season.
Right. Like you said, a lot of times the design between a monthly and a daily in the same company is very similar. So moving from one to the other is usually pretty easy.
Yeah. You know, one thing I've found with the corona issue, and physicians know this when they're in the emergency room, or surgeons know this when they're in the operating room, and that is when you have a mask on and you have glasses, sometimes the humidity of talking in that will fog up your glasses.
Definitely. I actually just had that problem today. Seeing an emergency patient here with a mask on was fogging up the oculars on the slit lamp to the point where I almost, you know, I was needing to take a break almost every 5 seconds to defog. So I can see that being a big issue if you have glasses on all the time.
Exactly. So that is maybe that, you know, it's not really a toggle switch where it's like, I either wear glasses or I wear contacts, right? The happiest patients are the ones that wake up in the morning and say, what am I doing today? Do I want to wear my contacts or my glasses, right?
Yeah, certainly. Go back and forth between both. It's important to, if you do wear contacts, to have backup glasses in general, but it's nice to just to be able to wake up and pick what you want to wear that day.
Very good. Is there anything else you want to tell us about contact lens wear?
You know, I would just say there's a lot of options out there. If you're interested in wearing contacts, please ask. We do try to offer contact lenses to all of our patients because most of the time there is an option out there for you that will work, and I just want everybody to know that.
I think that's great. And I did want to touch on one thing, and we're going to have a whole separate segment on this with you, but I'll give a little heads up to people. We can actually slow down nearsightedness now.
It's
called myopic progression, right? That continuing increase in nearsightedness because we're seeing a you talk about pandemics. Mm-hmm. 20% of people were nearsighted in the United States when I graduated, which was a few years ago. but now, on average, it's 40 to 42% mm-hmm. in the United States and upwards of 85 to 90% in Far Eastern countries.
Right.
Things are changing with digital devices and
exactly.
a lot that way. And we no longer just go, well, the only option is to correct this.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually flatten that curve, can't we?
We can.
So that the progressions.
We can correct it and we can try to slow it down. So
how do contacts factor in there?
Yeah, so there's a couple different contact lens options for that we offer in our practices. So the first one is something that is called GVSS, which stands mm-hmm. for the Gentle Vision Shaping System.
Mm-hmm. Thank some you, people, Dr. Gerber.
Some people refer to it as Ortho-K. But it is a hard lens that you sleep in at nighttime. It helps to reshape your cornea. And one of the benefits of it is whenever you take it out in the morning, you can actually see without glasses or contacts that day. So it's almost like a retainer that you wear every night for your eye that puts it into the correct shape so that the following day, you don't need glasses or contacts. But also, studies have shown that with this type of lens, it actually can help to slow down the progression of myopia by about 45%.
Wow. So that means if I look at my prescription and I have a 5 in front of it, that first number, like mm-hmm. I'm a -5.
Yeah.
If that was what my child was going to be, mm-hmm. we might be as much as -250 or -3, about half as much. Why would that even, I mean, who cares? I mean, you can
right.
correct it. Why is it important?
Well, it's important because the more nearsighted you are, that typically means that your eye is actually longer. It's elongating.
Okay.
So the longer your eye gets, the risk of developing certain ocular diseases and ocular conditions mm-hmm. goes up.
Yeah, sure.
So your risk of having glaucoma, cataracts, retinal detachments is much higher if you're more nearsighted. So by slowing that down, it decreases your risk of developing those conditions.
Interesting. So we don't usually, as a parent, associate that. We kind of mm-hmm. think, well, you know, they're just going to get what they got.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain levels that if we, as a parent right now, could say, if we could say to parents, mm-hmm. Would you like to decrease the risk of your child in their lifetime getting glaucoma or retinal detachment,
mm-hmm.
which could be devastating and potentially blinding?
Right.
I don't think any parent would say, nah,
no.
not
yeah.
a big deal.
I think
right?
most people would check the yes box.
Yes, I think you're right. And so now we have those options. And
we
one
do.
Is the overnight wear.
Yeah, so one is the overnight wear.
Too,
and then there's also a soft multifocal contact lens. So
mm-hmm.
it's the same type of multifocal lenses that you wear whenever you develop presbyopia or the need for reading glasses, but it's just a different purpose for it. So
mm-hmm.
studies done on this type of lens have shown that it slows down progression by about 50%. So, and again, every child is different. Everybody will respond differently to these treatments, but those are the averages that have been
okay.
found.
And how early can I start thinking about my child and impacting their nearsightedness in a positive way?
So as soon as we see them become nearsighted, and sometimes we can predict who is going to become nearsighted mm-hmm. before they're even nearsighted. So just annual eye exams are very important.
Okay, very, very good. So if I have an interest in, geez, my child seems to be a little bit nearsighted,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want them to be a lot nearsighted,
right.
what would I do?
So you would schedule a consult, a myopia control consult with me or Dr. Shields or one of the other doctors at the practices, and
mm-hmm.
we would explain all of your different options, figure out which of the different options is the best fit for your child.
Mm-hmm. And no then, pun intended.
Yeah. And then pursue that. So
okay.
there is some follow-up involved. We do like to see them regularly, a little bit more than, you know, the once-a-year exam.
Sure.
But in the long run, I think it's worth it.
You know, what's interesting is I liken this to when dentists moved. Because when I grew up, it was all about, you know, drill and fill.
Yeah,
fill.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a gradual metamorphosis probably in the late 80s, early 90s, mostly early 90s, to say, hey, what if we could keep your teeth healthier
mm-hmm.
by improving your gums? And really a big emphasis on improved oral and dental health.
Right.
And really, that's kind of the similar type of thing with this, isn't it? Instead of just going, yep, correct it with glasses
exactly.
or correct it with contacts.
I say we correct it, but then we also slow it down.
That's right. That's
treat
right.
it.
It's interesting because in our mission statement, we talk about protecting, correcting, and enhancing vision and
mm-hmm.
eye health. And this is a perfect
example of that.
So, Dr. Jacobs, mm-hmm. Amy, thank you for sharing your time
thank
with us today to
me.
Talk about contact lenses in the era of coronavirus, but also just in talking about contact lenses in particular,
mm-hmm.
myopia control, nearsighted
yeah.
control. So calling the office, Cool Springs, at 615 771-7555 or Donaldson at 615-889-0147 or either office, patientcare@coolspringseyecare.com or patientcare@donaldsoneyecare.com if you have questions for Dr. Jacobs or any of our doctors with regard to contact lens care or the safety of your eyes and contact lenses during this coronavirus community outbreak. We appreciate all you do, Dr. Jacobs, at Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care to help our patients get more than good eye care, a great healthcare experience. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thank you.